Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Are you ready for your next winter adventure? Whether it's a stylish all-wheel drive SUV to get the family where they need to go, or an innovative EV to make the switch to electric, ChevyDriveChicago.com has you covered. With Equinox, Traverse, Silverado, Trax, and Trailblazer, you're sure to find the perfect Chevy to match your needs and lifestyle. But finding the right car is only part of the story. Winter weather is here, and your vehicle needs to be ready for anything. From oil changes and tire rotations to unexpected repairs, your local Chevy dealer is here to help. Their team of experts knows your vehicle, and they will make sure your car is safe, reliable, and ready to handle whatever the season brings. So why wait? Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today to find your local dealer, shop the latest vehicles, and schedule your service appointment. ChevyDriveChicago.com. That's ChevyDriveChicago.com.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Our next guest was one of the big faces on the NFL Network's coverage of the Senior Bowl. You know him from SiriusXM NFL as well. He's a Indiana football color analyst as well. So he can give us a lot of thoughts here on many things going on in the NFL draft with the Cleveland Browns as well. Rhett Lewis joins us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Rhett, welcome to the show.
Hey, what's up, guys? Yeah, look, apologies for missing you in the last hour. I felt like, by not taking your calls, I might be getting the opposite of that. I might have to start paying for compliments. So I appreciate you guys being patient with me. But I was actually part of the reason I couldn't answer the phone call. I was sitting down with your special teams coordinator, Bubba Ventrone, who is the head coach of the American team here at the Senior Bowl.
Very nice. We love to hear that. And by the way, no big deal. I think you've got more to do this week than we do. So I think we're good there. So we were talking about this earlier in the show, though. While Jonathan and I both think the Pro Bowl games are ridiculous, we think there are some that each of us would naturally be good at. Is there a Pro Bowl event this year that you think you could really excel at, even against NFL players?
Well, this is breaking news, but I think I ripped my hamstring in half trying to kick a field goal yesterday here in Mobile for no apparent reason. So I'm going to scratch that one from my list. I am rapidly becoming a pickleballer, so I feel like I could hold my own on that front. And then, gosh, outside of that, I think that's probably all I could really give you at this point.
Yeah, pickleball is fun. I once said I could kick a 43-yard field goal and then could not come anywhere close. How'd you do?
Well, I would say that I have in my history kicked a 40-yard field goal. And while everyone else in this little trial that we were doing yesterday was trying to kick extra points, like from the college extra point, which is what... about a 21-yard field goal, I said, you know what? I've done this before, guys. I've made a 40-yarder. Let's back this thing up here a little bit. And plant foot slipped, left hamstring just ripped in half. And so it fell. It was on track, but it fell about 5 yards short.
I'm sure that was a tough scene, Nick. I got to ask you, Rhett, you mentioned Bubba Fatrone. What did you learn from Bubba in that meeting?
Well, that Bubba is going to be a head coach one day. Probably pretty soon. And he has a great mentality for this week because he spends time, as you guys know, with special teams background with so many players on the roster that he's got a great way to connect. He's got a great ability to connect with the players. And, dude, this was so cool. This was the highlight of the practice week every day. If you guys were watching our coverage on NFL Network or on NFL Plus, every day, the afternoon, the American team, Bubba's team, had the late practice, and the last period of practice was this, like, compete period, they called it. So you earn the right to be in the compete period. It's basically like 5 extra reps of one-on-one, right? It's either, you know, wide receiver DB, it could be O-line, D-line, could be running back, linebacker. And so Bubba, I mean, like, put on his best Michael Buffer. Like, he grabbed the microphone, like, coming down from the rafters and was announcing the one-on-ones. He was like, my guy from Ole Miss, Princely. And then he had to go ask him how to pronounce the last name. And the guy was like, Uman Mielen. And he goes, Princely. Is going to line up. And so I just think he had great energy. He had just a great connection with the players. And I think he's got great messaging for the players as well. I think they really took to him. He was very organized. The practices ran very well. And there's some guys I would imagine from this game that are going to end up as Cleveland Browns.
All right, Rhett, obviously one of my favorite things about the Senior Bowl is because there's so much going on. Everybody gets kind of different eyeballs on different people. So everybody kind of comes away with like, these 3 guys, these 5 guys stood out, you know, and who I was watching. Yep. So what are some of the names that as you were kind of watching over the last couple of days and you were all over coverage that you really saw kind of stand out this week?
Yeah, I'll give you a few on each side of the ball. Gray Zabel was the best in show.
Your guy.
North Dakota State offensive lineman. I think he took the most one-on-one reps in the history of the Senior Bowl. Like, he never left. You know, like, they keep all 5 guys out there when they're running one-on-one, but only one offensive lineman goes at a time. He just went, so, like, he took a rep at right tackle, and then, you know, just went over, took a rep at left guard, then came back, took a rep at center, and just kind of worked his way down the line. He took reps at all the positions and was voted the overall practice player of the week out of everybody. So that's how good he did. So he's up there. Anthony Belton, big offensive tackle, heaviest guy that weighed in here at the Senior Bowl, 345 pounds, but moved light on his feet, big, strong, long guy, 83-inch wingspan from NC State, really, really good player. He had some good reps in this one. The offensive line and the defensive line really stole the show throughout. Elijah Arroyo is a name to know. If you guys are looking for the next Miami tight end, he was fantastic. Let's move to the defensive side of the ball here.
We have one of those, but yeah.
You do have a Miami tight end, right? So say if you want the next one, that's where you're going. I thought that because we've had a couple of guys that have defected, unfortunately, have been unable to continue. Mike Green, the edge rusher from Marshall, who led all of college football in sacks this year with 17, had the viral clip of the week. Not sure if you guys saw it, but just like de-cleated the Oregon left tackle, Josh Connerly. I mean, like, that dude gets out. Now, you guys got a pretty good one over there on the edge, too. But if you need a running mate, Mike Green might be in consideration. The best quarterback of the bunch, if that's something that might interest you, was probably Jackson Dart from Ole Miss. I think he's firmly in the conversation as the 3rd quarterback off the board when we get to the draft in Green Bay. Definitely one to watch there. Another tight end that's fantastic in this game, might have been one of the overall best players, was Jason Taylor's son, Mason, from LSU. Is an absolute stud and is probably the 3rd tight end off the board behind Tyler Warren and Colston Loveland. There's just a few of them right there. I could probably go on for days here, but I imagine there's a finite amount of time that we have. But those guys stuck out to me.
Okay, I think you just named all of Nick's favorites he's been talking about for the previous month.
I've tried to pitch Gray Zabel as just a football guy. Can you confirm football guy?
I can confirm that this dude turned down massive amounts of NIL money to stay at North Dakota State because his friends and his family and playing for the Bison was that important for him. I know he comes from a town of 70 people, Mound City, South Dakota. I know he's got some farmland of his own. The dude is gritty. He's tough. He's got great technique. You think about all the players that have come from North Dakota State, Cody Mauch, Cordell Volson, Dylan Radins. They are good pros, and they last a long time in the league. Gray Zabel might be the best out of all of them.
Now, you mentioned Jackson Dart. Tell me about the other quarterbacks. Who was good? Who was bad? Sure. What'd you see?
Yeah, so Tyler Shuck, I think, is a guy that's got a chance to elevate throughout the process. Big, strong kid, 6'4", 224 pounds. He had the biggest hand measurement of any of the quarterbacks. I know that is something that gets talked about a lot this time of year. And he had this means nothing in the grand scheme of his draft profile, but he had this like really insane play where, you know, the ball got snapped. His eyes are immediately looking at coverage, like off to the left side. The ball gets snapped way out to the right. He sticks his big old right hand out there, grabs it with one hand, and just kind of like subconsciously and casually like flips the ball, like just spins it in his right hand like he's a Harlem Globetrotter, grabs the strings, and then just ripped it without even corralling it with the other hand. I was like, holy smokes, like this dude is confident. And it was just one of those cool moments. And he's a guy, this was like the sixth offense he learned in his career. 3 years at Oregon, 3 years at Texas Tech, final year at Louisville. He was banged up throughout his college career and really took off this year at Louisville. I think teams are going to really fall in love with him. And then on the other side of things, we talked about Dart. Riley Leonard, again, you know, I think he's, like you mentioned with Zabel, like football player, like I just think the team's going to want to have Riley Leonard on their team. Is he going to start at quarterback right away? Probably not. But could he down the road? Yes. I firmly believe he can. And I also think that you're going to find ways to use him. Whether that's a Taysom Hill light situation, that could be something that fits him. I know he just wants to play football, and he is a fantastic competitor and a super tough dude.
All right, so I got to ask you about a guy who I've heard a few people talk about, Curtis Rourke, the quarterback from Indiana. And so it's interesting. I obviously as a Maction guy, I watched him when he was in the MAC. He came to Indiana, and I mean, it was phenomenal. So I'm curious, like when you look at him, what would a team be getting in Curtis Rourke if they took him?
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Condom in the middle of the draft.
The Maple Missile, Curtis Rourke. Let's have it. Look, great toughness. Like, this is a dude that in the, I want to say it was, I forget what game it was, but, you know, he ripped his fingernail off of his thumb and had an additional injury related to the thumb, missed a week, had surgery, and came back and played like 10 days later against Michigan State and had a phenomenal game. Like, he's got great toughness. The coaches rave about his eye discipline, like his vision, like where he puts his eyes out, and the way that it improved, like not only from, you know, spring to fall and fall camp to the season, but like from week 1 of the regular season all the way to, you know, week 13 of the regular season, week 14, he was getting better every week. He's a very mature kid. He's married. Like, the football means a lot to him. You know, he's not the most mobile guy, but he also played the entire season with, like, a partially torn ACL. So, I mean, there's a lot to love about him. He's got a great knowledge for the game. He's got a great, like, yearning to be better. I think you're going to get a guy that's going to eventually be a starter in the league, like, can start games for you. It's probably going to take a minute, but I for sure see him as, like, a spot starter at some point, maybe a full-time starter down the road.
Rat, the Browns might be replacing Nick Chubb. We'll find out, obviously, but I think they're going to be in the running back business. Second, third round, somewhere in there. Anyone stand out to you?
Jaquavius Marks, Woody Marks from USC, was their best player on offense, in my opinion, this year. The dude caught 261 passes in his career. For context, that is more than every other receiver in their careers that will be playing in the Senior Bowl on Saturday. So that dude, if you want a guy that can catch balls out of the backfield, that is Woody Marks. He ran the counter scheme that Lincoln Riley runs to death with excellent proficiency. Really, really good there. He can run that split zone stuff that Stefanski does, and you guys are going to be just fine on that front. But if you want a bigger back that really feels like more like in line with what Nick Chubb was, you know, I think you could probably talk about RJ Harvey from Central Florida, or Ollie Gordon from Oklahoma State, who was actually, you know, a guy who won the Doak Walker in 23 as the FBS leading rusher, and then had a down year, kind of a rough off season, down year in 24. But he is 6'2" and 225 pounds. I would definitely take a hard look there.
Rhett Lewis on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Rhett, obviously neither Cam nor Shador were at the Senior Bowl, but we actually kind of stumbled across a conversation earlier, given that they are so different in terms of their profile, about who each of us thought had, if either one fell out of like the top five or the top 10, and we ended up on opposite sides of who had a more likely chance to fall in this draft. Would you lean one way or another?
For Cam or Shador?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think at this point, I would probably lean towards Cam. I think there's an electricity factor with the way that he plays this game. There's an excitement factor with the way that he plays this game. There's so much that he can bring to the table with his skill set. Not to say that that's not, I mean, Shador Sanders has a rocket, like just a phenomenal arm. Love it. Love his skill set. I've never met him, never spent time around him. So same with Cam. I'd like to get to know those guys a little bit better before, you know, kind of making the distinction of, you know, which one would better fit as a face of the franchise, you know. But in terms of skill set, I just think there's maybe just a slightly bit more that Cam offers at this point. But I think they will be tied very closely together in almost everybody's overall prospect ratings.
Rhett, it's great to talk with you, man. Thank you for giving us some of your time here. You guys have been killing it on the NFL Network week long. You always do such a great job, so we appreciate you, bud.
Yeah, we appreciate the opportunity. Thanks, guys.
Rhett Lewis there on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. I don't think people realize how hard it is to make a Senior Bowl where at points you have things happening and then you have unexpected lulls. You can produce it to some degree, but that in the combine, how having being engaging on that is so hard. Well, and it becomes like being a talk show host.
Well, the prep attached to it is just insane.
Yeah.
Like the amount of names they got to know, the amount of stories they have to know, mixed with the actual talents of all these guys, it's incredible.
All I needed to know is that Gray Zabel is a football player. You heard it here first.
And look at that. To think about it, though. Like, random player that just gets brought up, and he knows every little story the guy's ever had.
I did like all the running back fodder as well, because that's going to be fun.
Can I say, a little bit of a downgrade? He's like, he had a lot of NIL offers, could have easily just taken the money, but, you know, comes from a town of 70 and wanted to make sure that he was staying close.
What was the name of the town again?
It was very impressive. It was somewhere in South Dakota,
I think. Because at first,
I was like, take the money and buy more farmland.
I thought he said it was like Pound City. And I was like, is that
Pound City?
Is that down the road from Pound Town?
I mean,
that sounds like it's right down the road.
Yeah, it sounds right down the road.
Yeah. There's no judgment. I mean, that's how many bison are born right there.
Unbelievable.
We're going to react to what Red had to say. And we'll also get into a Fox Sports faux pas with the NFL draft. That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.